This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Walking around last week at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, we heard a lot of talk about milk and prices and the prospect for improvement. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
At World Dairy Expo last week, we heard a lot of discussion about the dairy margins. There was a lot of equipment, new technology that can improve the dairy farm's efficiency and make those margins better. But the big question is whether the dairy farmer can secure the funding to make those investments. So, what's the potential for those margins over the next year? As milk producers ponder whether they should expand or contract the dairy operation, we spoke with Joe Cook, senior dairy analyst with Informa, who said, yeah, that was very much on the minds of the dairymen with whom he visited, especially in light of the volatile world trade situation now and in light of the recent tariff entanglement. Joe Cook says the dairy margins on the West Coast have been the best. In the Midwest, meanwhile, he notes the cheese production is higher and the tariffs that were put on Mexico disrupted trade for that product that would have gone south of the border. The result is there is more excess cheese floating around, as he put it. And that hurt the Class 3 milk prices. And Joe points out that that forced a contraction of the dairy herd in the heart of the country. He looks for improvement in those margins by mid-year. Mid-year next year. Now, with a strong domestic economy, Joe Cook with Informa said the demand for dairy here at home and also abroad has really not been all that bad. He points out that our U.S. exports of butter year to date are about 30% higher than a year ago. So the global demand has grown, but the U.S. producer has been laboring under the burden of uncertain trade. That global demand, according to Joe Cook, an analyst at Informa, is spurred by the demand in the emerging middle classes of Asia and the Middle East for what he calls more wholesome natural sources of fat. So they are turning to butter, cheese, and milk. I'll be back after this.